If you found your place in 2 Peter chapter 1, stand with me, please. Reverence to the Word of God. I love this text, and I want to kind of bring a message tonight that I trust will be a blessing. I'm sure you've heard this phrase before, but I want to bring a message tonight, and I pray it'll be a blessing in your hearing. The Word of God said in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1, Simon Peter, a servant. Those words always speak to my heart. I don't know of a better thing that a child of God can be than a servant. A servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. To them that have obtained, and here's the phrase I'm going to preach on tonight, like precious faith. With us, boy, I didn't even realize this, through the righteousness of God, I was on a totally different page this morning. I just now realized how God put the messages together. Through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Read it with me, would you please? Here we go. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's remain standing for prayer. Brother Larry, Lily, would you pray for me, brother, and pray for this service? Thank you. Amen. Yes, our Lord. Amen, amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you all for being here tonight. I'd like to talk to you for just a little while about this like precious faith. I want you to think about something tonight. Just in this room tonight, though there's not the crowd that there was this morning, but there's a good number. Lots of churches have given up on Sunday night service. I still like going to church twice on Sunday. Amen. It's a blessing to me. Still like prayer meeting. Brother Steve has emphasized this in recent years. It seems like sometimes the prayer meeting, God just pours out a little something special for those that put forth that extra effort in the middle of the week to come out for prayer meeting. But there's all kinds of backgrounds here. We've been raised, some of us, in different parts of the country. Some of us tonight have had different kinds of jobs. We have different incomes. We have different homes. We live in different counties, some of us. I was raised in a different state. If you ever wonder what's wrong with me, Maryland, that's what's wrong with me. Amen. Brother Gary's going to get choked laughing back there. Amen. But I wanted you to think about something. What brought us together tonight? I believe it's right here in this verse. Like precious faith. And as I traveled with Rock of Ages for 10 years, one thing I always was amazed at, and Brother Don, you're still doing this in evangelism. You would say amen. God's got young and scattered out all over the globe. Tonight, we're a gathering here at Bible Way. But there's fixing to be a gathering of God's youngins from all over the globe. And the one thing that's going to be the common denominator is that like, precious faith. We're not going to get there and talk about our jobs or talk about our cars or talk about our houses. But I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to praise our Lord forever and forever and forever. And I want to give you five things tonight. The reason I told you five is that'll get you praying. Some of you ain't been praying. Amen. But I want to give you five things tonight the Lord put on my heart concerning this like precious faith. It's precious tonight, number one, because of its origin. This faith always originates in the same place. The Bible teaches us that faith is a gift of God. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And I can nail it down even a little closer than that. The Word of God said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Bible said, Simon Peter, a servant, apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It all originated in Him. Aren't you glad that, listen, even before the fall of man in the garden, God didn't say, whoops, what are we going to do now? But He knew, beloved, listen. Listen, before the foundation of the world, there was a lamb that was slain. And God had already made it possible. It didn't matter if we were rich or poor. It didn't matter if we were really intelligent and had a college education or had a high school education or was like my dad, just had a sixth grade education. A lot of people would say, well, I wouldn't talk about that. You just should have known my dad. I tell you, he had more wisdom in his little finger than a lot of people that got college and got all kinds of degrees. Amen. My dad was a good man. He loved the Lord. He was a man that was full of wisdom. And I thank God for that. But God made a way. It didn't matter our background. It didn't matter where we're from. He made a way that we could come together. I believe God likes the word together. You see, the Bible said, Jesus said this. He said, where two or three are gathered. Many times it's misquoted. People will say, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name. You see, on Wednesday night, I was feeling pretty puny. But I tell you what, I was together. My heart was right here with you all. And I know there were people here Wednesday night. Your heart was right there with me. What I'm trying to tell you is, you can be in the same room and not be together, and you can be hundreds of miles apart and still be together. Now, I believe God wants us to gather together like this and not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. But what I'm trying to tell you is, listen, just because you're in the same room don't mean you have like precious faith. Don't mean you're really together. But if we've all been to the origin is Christ. The origin is the Word of God. The Bible said over there, I believe it was in the book of John, chapter number 1. I can't believe it, but that verse is not coming to me. In the beginning, here it comes. Thank you, Lord. Was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And I like it down in verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so it's precious tonight because of its origin. You say, Pastor, you're talking about the Bible. You're talking about the Word of God. You're talking about the Son of God, the living Word, the written Word, the spoken Word. But look in Psalm chapter 126. You don't have to turn there. It said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. Beloved, the precious seed is this precious old book that you've got in your lap tonight. It's still making a difference in people's lives. Amen. And I appreciate the Word of the living God. It's precious, this faith, because of its origin. It all originates in the Word of God. The Bible said being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed, the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I like the song, Brother Ralph, He Abides. Glory to God. Amen. He didn't bounce in, bounce out. He come to stay. Amen. And let me tell you something about the Word of God. It don't bounce in, bounce out. It's here to stay. It's forever settled in heaven. Amen. Never going to be changed. They can write a new one every month if they want to so they can make them a little more money. But I'm telling you right now, God has His Word preserved in the English language right here in this precious old King James Bible. I thank God for it, don't you? Amen. I thank the Lord tonight that He's given us this faith. It comes from His Word. It's the origin is the Word of God. And then I want you to see tonight that not only is this precious, this faith precious because of its origin, but it's also precious because of its object. In other words, what is the object of our faith? The Word of God said it like this in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 4, to whom coming as a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You'll get it in a moment. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Listen to verse 7. Unto you therefore which believe, glory to God. The Bible said he is precious. The object of this precious faith, beloved, is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't have a group of people here tonight where some come to worship Buddha, some come to worship Muhammad, some come to worship a man. But beloved, listen, we come tonight to worship the Son of the living God, the God of heaven, amen, that gave himself for us. He who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made, here it comes again, the righteousness of God in him, amen. Ain't that a blessing? Like precious faith, it's precious because of its object. I'm telling you, listen, this no wonder Satan has a plan. He has a tactic. You know what his tactic is tonight? If he can get us to get our eyes off of him, beloved, he'll be winning before long. Amen. He'll be winning that battle. But I tell you tonight, like Sister Joy said, if we're all going to have trials, we're all going to have tribulations, we're all going to have trouble in this world, but Jesus said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, if we can keep our eyes on the object of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, it'll help us in the darkest days that we have to go through down here. Amen. It's precious because of its object. In 1 Peter 1:18, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Let me say before I finish that, I believe there'd be more people going to heaven if it cost $10,000 than there are today. I believe if salvation could be bought for $10,000, I'll up the ante there. I'd say if it was $50,000 or $100,000, that was the ticket out of here, the ticket to heaven. Moms and dads would begin as soon as their kids was old enough to sell a cup of lemonade. They'd say, you got to make sure you get your ticket. You got to make sure you get the ticket. But beloved, we're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold. But what the Bible said, with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. I can't understand anybody that would want to write a Bible and cross out the blood in places. I can't understand anybody that want to sing out of a songbook that crosses out the blood, don't want to sing songs about the blood. What can wash away my sin? I say hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's precious because of its origin. It's precious because of its object. It's like precious faith. The blood means something to us, don't it? Amen. Amen. When I see the blood, he said, I will pass over you. Isaiah 28:16 said this, therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Beloved, listen, when you have this like precious faith, you're standing on the same foundation, the rock of ages, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
And I thank God tonight. Listen, on Christ the solid rock I stand. No matter where you go from there, Brother Steve, all other ground is sinking sand. There's all other religions, all other beloved, listen, all other ways being taught. But listen, when the storm comes, that house is going to fall. There's not but one going to stand, and that's that one that's founded on the rock. Hallelujah. I'm glad Jesus said, listen, you might say, preacher, I'm a little discouraged when I look around in the church world, but Jesus said this. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. He said, the gates of hell won't prevail against it. Aren't you glad? Thank God. Listen, we're not fighting for the victory tonight. We're fighting from the victory that's already been won at Calvary. Amen. It's precious because of its origin. It's precious because of its object. But let me give you this tonight. A lot of people don't think about this, but it's taught in the Word of God. It's precious because of its operation. You see, like precious faith will cause a person to want to obey God. Amen. The Word of God said it like this in the book of James. Faith without works is dead, being alone. I've said this for years. Listen to me, beloved. Listen, there are people that are incapacitated and cannot make it to the house of God. Set that aside. That's not what I'm talking about. Not able. It's one thing to be not able to be in the house of God. It's another thing to be not willing to be in the house of God. I'm telling you, I've said this for years. I wouldn't depend on a faith that doesn't take me to church to take me to heaven. Say amen. I believe with all of my heart, beloved, listen, it's like precious faith that causes a person to want to meet with God's people, want to hear God's word, want to do God's will. I believe that. The Bible said in 2 Peter 1 and verse 4, excuse me, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence. Listen, when you get saved, you're just getting started. A lot of people act like it's over when you get saved. No, you're just getting started. Peter come along and he said, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. He said, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about a faith that works, not a works salvation, but a salvation that works. A faith, beloved, listen, that'll change your life. A faith, listen, when God changes your life, he'll be working on somebody else's life to change their life as well. The Bible said that he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and had forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. I like this, like precious faith. It's precious to me. We all got it at the same well. Glory to God. Amen. We all got it. We all got a drink at the same well. Amen. It was the same blood that was applied in every one of us's life. It was the same book. Amen. The same precious seed that brought about this salvation in our life. It's precious in its origin. It's precious in its object. It's precious in its operation. But let me give you this. It's precious because of its objective. What is the objective of this like precious faith? I'm going to go to a scripture in Proverbs in just a moment. The Bible talks about wisdom. Why does God give a man wisdom? Why does he want the child of God to have wisdom? Let me just say this to you tonight. There's a group of people... They're running around in the world, and they are promoting this kind of name it and claim it. You understand what I mean? That's the objective of our faith, being able to march into the throne room of God, tell God what to do. Amen. Tell God what they need. Listen, the Bible said he already knows what we need even before we ask. But then it's a happy day in the child of God's life when we realize that this precious faith is not to get our will done in heaven, but it's to get his will done on earth. Amen. And I'm telling you, beloved, there's a lot of people got that backwards. Amen. They think that this is a blank check, this like precious faith. You can march into the throne room of God, name it and claim it. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen, God knows what we need. And there's a lot of things I've asked God for I didn't need. There's a lot of people that have a lot of substance in this world. And I'm going to tell you something. they can handle the substance. There's a lot of us that can't handle a lot of substance. Somebody help me tonight. And I'm telling you, God knows what we can handle. A lot of people will handle a lot of substance, and a lot of people, a lot of substance handles them. And it comes between them and God. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me tonight, and I am not joking right here. I'd rather eat soup, beans, and cornbread and fried taters the rest of my life than to get so proud I didn't need Him or get in a place in this world where I thought I could make it without Him. I'm telling you, I can't make it without Him. I need Him. The objective, beloved, listen, is to do the will of God. The Bible said in Proverbs 3, verse 13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. I'll tell you, how many of God's people are digging for wisdom? Listen, the diamonds ain't going to help us, and the rubies ain't going to help us. But I tell you, God needs us to have wisdom in these days. Us mammals, us papals, us beloved, listen, that have children and grandchildren, us moms and us dads, us brothers and us sisters, we need the wisdom that comes from above. And the Word of God said, if any of you lack wisdom, you say, preacher, why is it precious when God gives a person wisdom? It's precious, beloved, because it helps that individual to carry out the will of God for their life in that objective. Listen, in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. I'm glad I know that tonight. Listen, the Word of God said that you might believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything, a lot of people leave this out, according to His will. We know that He heareth us. People will take that verse over there, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He'll give thee the desires of thine heart. Let me tell you something tonight about delighting in the Lord. When you're delighting in Him, your desires will line up with His desires. You won't have to worry about it. Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, tonight, God says it's a precious faith, not only because of where it started, its origin, because of its object, the Lord Jesus, because of its operation, how it causes us, beloved, to want to work in the kingdom of God, and because of its objective to get God's will done on the earth. Beloved, listen, it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If we have Bible school, and spend thousands of dollars, and spend hundreds of hours. There's already been hundreds of hours, and there's going to be more. Hundreds of hours to have a Bible school. And whether it's this week of Bible school, or whether it's on down the road, a year, or 2 years, or 3 years, or 4 years, but if God changes one life, it'll be worth it all. Just one life, it'll be worth it all. Amen. Because of its objective. Then I want to give you this tonight, and I'm done. I've done well, haven't I? Amen. Oh, yes, y'all get excited when I say now in closing. You ought to know better than that. Amen. But I'm about done tonight. About finished, Miss Eve. And about done, too. Feel like I'm cooked. Amen. Amen. It's precious because of its outcome. I want you to think about something tonight. We're somebody. It all started with a gospel message. But I'm going to tell you, that's not where it's going to end. We're going to end up with Jesus. We're going to end up, according to the Word of God, we'll be just exactly like Him. Listen to some of these scriptures. The Bible said in Psalm 17:15, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. You know, there's a lot of dissatisfaction in the world. Say amen. Amen. How many's ever been disappointed somewhere along the way? Can I tell you something? I'm headed to a land that's fairer than day. I'll never be disappointed again. Amen. I know this tonight. I've disappointed the Lord, but He has never disappointed me. Beloved, listen. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. And then the Word of God said this, beloved, now are we the sons of God. it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know. I like that word know in 1 John, don't you? We know. There's a lot I don't know, but I know when he comes, I'm going to be like him because I'm going to see him as he is. And the Word of God said, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. I'm telling you, it's a like precious faith tonight. The last thing in the message is because of its outcome. Listen, he said, Pastor, I don't know how we're going to end up. I do. We're going to end up with Jesus. We're going to end up like Jesus. And it's going to be all right. Say amen. We're going to a place where the Word of God said there's no more tears, where there's no more pain, where there's no more sorrow. For the former things, all of those things are a result of sin. The former things are passed away. And the Word of God's teaching us, beloved, that sin and Satan and even this old rotten self, this flesh, is not going over there. Amen. It's going to be wonderful. Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Then the Bible said this. I'm getting to the word precious in a moment. Let me give you this. The Word of God said this in John 17, 24. Father, Jesus is praying. He's not giving us a model prayer. He's praying. I wonder sometimes how John got this recorded. I wonder, Brother Don, you know, was he around the corner somewhere? What were they there in the Garden of Gethsemane, maybe, or maybe on one of those mountainsides? But John wrote it down, just like Jesus said it. I said John wrote it down, just like, you say, Pastor, how'd he do that? The Holy Ghost. Amen. Maybe John didn't even hear it himself, but he heard the Lord say amen. He penned it down, and this is what Jesus prayed. He said, Father, this is just part of his prayer. I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. Can I tell you, I believe the Father is fixing to grant the Son's request. I believe we're fixing to be with him where he is. And the Word of God said this, that they may behold my glory. You see, he's to be the object of our faith now, but then he'll no longer be the object of our faith. It'll be face to face. Amen. Yes, I believe we'll fall at his feet. But after that, beloved, when we're going around through glory, he'll be the object of our worship. He'll be the object of our praise. He said that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me from the foundation, before the foundation of the world. He said, now, Pastor, why did you say it's precious because of its outcome? Listen to this. Having read those verses, I want to give you something here. This makes Psalm 116 make a lot more sense. It said this, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. You think about that for just a moment, beloved. Listen, it didn't used to be this way. It really didn't in my life. But Brother Don, it seems like anymore, I almost get a little bit jealous of those that go home. Because I realize this book is real to me. Their problems, their suffering is over. My dad tonight, he's not suffering. My mama's not suffering. It's over, amen? And I tell you, I believe with all of my heart for the child of God, this is what Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I don't have it all figured out. I don't know how it all works. But I know they know each other over there. I know, beloved, even before Jesus' resurrection, when they went to paradise, the rich man knew who Abraham was, and he knew who Lazarus was. And I don't know how all that works, and I don't need to know. I just need to know I'm going. And I need to know that this precious faith is the reason that I'm going. The outcome is going to be with Christ and like Christ. You say, Pastor, tell us something else. Well, I can tell you this. That's good enough for me. Amen. The songwriter years ago, I think the McCameys, they sang a song, That's Reason Enough. One of the lines in the song said, if heaven had no splendor for my eyes to see, and if there were no loved ones there waiting for me, still I would have a longing and I'd still want to go, because Jesus is there. That's all I need to know. He's there. He's waiting. The Father, I believe, is fixing to look over at the Son and say, Son, it's enough. Go get your bride. Amen. Ain't that going to be special? Amen. When we pass through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. This robe of flesh shall drop and rise and cease the everlasting prize. I mean, he's glad for this like precious faith. I'm telling you, it's precious tonight. I don't know. I think about, you know, years ago, Brother Jack pastored this church. And I never, as far as I can remember, I never was in a meeting with Brother Jack anywhere. As far as being in a revival meeting or being in a church meeting. But I've told you this before. It used to be one big waiting room down at Holston Valley. And that's where I met up with Brother Jack. He'd have a family in there, no doubt families from this church or acquainted with families from this church. But you know what brought us together in the same room? Like precious faith. You think about that. And there's only one thing that's going to bring us together in glory. Like precious faith. And I thank God that's what brought us together tonight. If you don't have that like precious faith, you need it, because you're not going to make it to heaven without it. You're not going to go apart from the righteousness of a holy God. I'm just glad you come tonight.